This is a production of Cornell University.
Thank you. Scared. Joseph Anderson, Dale Barbera, Colin Benedict, Lucy Cooper, Drew Davidson, Omar Lee, John Dominguez, Osaya Alpha, Sarah Matsaha, Patrick Wong, Sudhir Ramadu, Thompson Yang, Hari Kadar, Stefano Lin, Nick Mapolka, Ugran Mosapa, Grace Park, Indigo Padua, Evan Shapiro, Babuza Shogun, Jaywan Sim, Mackenzie Smith, Michael Sepender, Franco Oliva Rifle, Brian Weintraub, Jurabel Valino, Matt Kinnissu. Sara Hershima, Catherine Wong, Hansa Yen, Savannah Lin, Ugran Mosapa, Thank you. So there's like the we can actually say March 28 for approval. Those are actually minutes. That was supposed to be it. We have approved March 7 minutes. So, because the minutes that we were March 21 minutes. What? March 14 minutes last week. That's what we were. This week we have approved the 7/28. The 7th weren't sent out on the original agenda because I didn't know these that they were coming. But those things should be in a box folder, in the placement box folder that we have to do by accessing the original.
So after reviewing the lesson decision to be a to the coach and people are so much can ask things for them with the other city laws to see it, particularly with regards to community law, where a training is planned and policy method, generating a co-sponsor for us which made it abundantly clear that they were concerned with the safety of community voters who wanted to share the process to take voter confidentiality. This concern was a session happening for the hundreds of people who were present, which included international students. The essay assured us that the votes of all students would be kept anonymous, and yet when voting, students were forced to declare not only their votes out loud, but also their identity while perhaps other voters who represent them well within their shop. On top of that, the entire discussion was being recorded, not only by the essay, but also by the researcher. And during the very same meeting, a picture was taken of a city laptop posted to a group of over 15,000 members. So how on earth, given all of this, can we be certain that the voter sensitive information was actually protected when it is made so easily accessible by the voting process? There also was no way for voters to verify that their votes were being recorded accurately or that the sensitive information was being afterwards. Nobody verified that correct identities are being used. Anyone could just walk up with an identity vote regardless of what is in the mix. These oversights are beyond careless. It's delusional to pretend that any sample in the practice that is common to voters and vulnerable communities of action provided to them. This request was not made on a whim. It was not some joke. People of color all over the country have been targeted for their support across the human rights. From Illinois to Mark and Montel, police have been thrown into fires, have death threats, have been placed on blacklists. There are websites that exist, such as Canary Mission, for the sole purpose of blacklisting for policy advocates. If the community vote records were to leave, we have no idea how severe the backlash should be against voters for those issues. So for the SNHA to request a confidentiality so lightly, we realize the very real dangers that people of color are going to policy in the United States. We did not spend months carefully planning and organizing this campaign in a way that ensured our supporters were protected, only for their futures to be jeopardized anyway by the same problems. We strongly suggest that in the future, some of the body votes, the SA verifies someone's identity with their physical plurality and figures out a system that ensures for confidentiality.
So first of all, I apologize if any harmony was a result of the vote, but we really did our best in confidential as we could. We tried to verify identity to save us against the as much as possible, but in any case, we didn't have them. And I didn't put much of a role passing students, like the kind of vote and confidence is the right answer to them, that I passed them to, because frankly, I didn't know before. Like, the operation we did require a lot of the hour before. Also, concerning the race, there's a meeting that voters gave to the community, and we literally went up to the community and voted for them. We took privacy very seriously. We believe the document contained the vote check afterwards. I can show you the part of my hard drive where I say the document has been deleted, but I don't know what other evidence I can do about that.
I also cannot access the document. So I guess, like if there was a way to vote on the museum, like that's great to do with it, and that we can talk about. But I think one thing that was frustrating is that, you know, I have people from the company, like, nobody were able to vote election. But I think if you're going to conduct the community vote conversation, this may be just kind of like a, you know, people all have to be done, but probably the process too, but in the future, it'd be really great if you guys could figure out how to support this, because one, like, verifying ideas that they should be done, like, I kind of like to see, like, terrorists not do that, and in addition, like, if you're deleting issues that were taken, people were literally playing with those out. I mean, we had, like, as I'm going out to say, yeah, I'm going to go to this work, but I'm trying to go don't know what like the resolution is, but you know, you consider my net ID and my vote, which I don't know, that's just not okay. I think you could have, like, just like had a ticket or I don't know, some way it would be verbal and see better.
I really apologize that I may have come forward from the safety, but we were ultimately considering how to implement a system where we could like the votes of several, like, we get almost 600 degrees come up to us. In a matter of an hour, an hour and a half, but depending on time, it's roughly 3 hours. I don't have any other terms to use, but just to put the process that we put in place in context. Next, if you ever have to do a new vote, I'm sure we will. I hope that we will take into account what happened across Thursday and make changes that we can make to the one vote.
So I guess, like, if you're, like, if you can do it properly, I would suggest not. It's like, we're not, like, it's not worth it for us to like, sacrifice, like, potentially our safety or future career. Like, I'm not saying that it's in the future. I would suggest that maybe you should have this kind of group to see what you make, otherwise, like, I would not
agree, but I would like to know that
well, we have faith with the essays that we got that anyway of the text. I don't think our responsibility has, you know, there are such things that need to come to mind. Like me, I'm not an essay member, I don't know how to meet with her, how it's going to happen. I think that's your responsibility, not mine. I just think we have to be talking about the yeah, I think while we're going to be on the city, we can still have a mission, we can still have a problem, 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 but we're also going to have a problem, we have to make a calculation, we have to have a problem, we have to have a problem. So I think the fact that even if it was done in the beginning, but if we can see the unit, or if some people have to work certain that way, and don't be really very concerned about it, it says that in my laws, we have to absorb such a problem. My laws won't do so, but I'm going to do the real portion of the
community. I would like to reiterate the fact that I think it's more known for every single team, and we check that in all the verified events that are for the team, and very places, anybody can find that, but that's all we can do to get it in a matter of an hour. And we want to build in those as we can. Frankly, I don't.
And then we want to see, I also want to call attention to a couple of colleagues on behalf of the organization that did sign on for a divestment. During the divestment last Thursday, it was incredibly difficult for us to hear that Alex and members claim that they are too uninformed on us or that it's too complicated. This is lazy and inexcusable on academic institution like this. Every single person sitting on student assembly has had ample time and opportunity to educate themselves on the background of the issue and the resolution. If you know that the issue is being brought to the table, it is your responsibility to do your job and research it beforehand. I think that there's no excuse for being uninformed, and it comes down to not caring about someone. As a member of your constituency, I expect every single person in this room to inform themselves on the resolution of the program. Claiming that you're uninformed on the issue is too complicated and lazy and disrespectful to every single organization, including every online umbrella that represents various authorities on the team. We have taken this and the removal of your nomination beforehand is incredibly ignorant. It is not our job to choose you, it is your job as our student company to be an educated council for our members. We all deserve the basic respect of how we inform the session, and I don't think we can say that enough. We also want to call attention to the ways in which the community vote last week serves unfairly disadvantaged people of color. In the future, community vote should only be held if it can be ensured that it is fair, like having options for students to vote remotely or ensuring more privacy. The fact that students have been able to have to have their vote ignores many students who come from disadvantaged backgrounds and don't have the luxury of being able to stop work in order to show attendance for community vote. The structure and timing of community vote also ignores the everyday struggles your constituency just to make that decision. It's not surprising that a system designed by the privilege to favor the privilege that we have in that. In the future, when we voice a concern of student of color, regardless of how the legislation was originally brought up, we ask for it.
So, my point is not to the same kind of response. However, I will ask if you would want response from some members, say yes, no, and if you say no, we'll move on. If you say yes, we'll have time to speak, but technically, this is not a time for some members to talk. So it's really all up to you. Grace.
Okay, so I'm one of the members who strongly believe that we were, I was uninformed. I didn't feel prepared enough to really cast a vote. And I still believe the same way. It's because In the last 2 months, leading up to the point of me voting, I strongly believe that I was no expert in this situation. And even like, there are some student faculty members who are sharing articles and information through videos on this, and I still thought, wow, I am constantly hearing more information, even if I was trying to wrap my head around the question. And there were some students, especially with me, who wanted to speak with me one-on-one, and I was still hearing more information about this. And I still strongly believe, I don't know if I can speak on behalf of other student representatives, but it's an issue that's been going on historically, and I do believe that it is extremely nuanced. 60-70 years of history that I completely possibly cannot completely understand in both sides in only 2 months. And I think that's although we I think we all try our best to educate ourselves, I think it's very unfair that you should be able to fully prepare to learn and completely understand the situation in 2 months under people's education of it.
So to respond to that, and I don't want to come across as disrespectful, but I think when you're looking at a student family resolution, I think 2 months is ample time to use your resources to learn about the issue. No one is asking to solve, no one is asking anyone in the student to solve the way the crisis. We're asking to vote on a student family resolution. No one expects you to improve it, you're not a better or bad, but you have the time and the resources to take to learn about the issue.
I think if you're talking, you're pretty much in history, but it's kind of like we need the resolution. We're not talking about history, it has nothing to do with the past, like, you know, going back to like 19 whatever. We're literally talking about the human rights violations going on right now, and I think that was a big like misconception that got thrown around a lot as a means to start the actual content of the resolution during this entire campaign. We're like focusing on a very specific thing that you have control over, and I don't think most of the countries world outside the US, the UN recognize like what's happening right now. We're not talking about like political solutions or history of who wants what land. We're literally saying these people are being oppressed. We're trying to like pull out money from that situation and not be complicit in that question. So I don't know, when you're saying complicated, you're referring to history and solving geopolitical and civil rights around that work. That's not what the resolution about completely outside of the civil resolution. So I do wish people had taken the time to read what we were asking for before.
I think the resolution had nothing to do what happened in the past, and even
to you. Right. Because I know there will be no solution back and forth, not a suit that you're again, I'll be writing about this kind of community members. And if some members of the behavior community members after the meeting, that's your prerogative, but in this way, they're moving on to the prayer.
And he said, we have to go before
and we want to see. Well, I need to touch on this a little bit. I just want to add to our concerns about safety and we noticed. We found it somewhat hypocritical that the opposition is feel unsafe. But when it came down for us members to vote on the resolution, we were very specific about it. Several members of Google that did. So the fact that anyone would be in stress and similarly, you can see it when we look at the nature of the discussion that happened on Thursday. It becomes pretty clear that SA members do not feel comfortable talking about their position. We saw that even though the majority of the student assembly voted in favor of the resolution, I think only two people actually spoke in the discussion papers. So there's
very clearly fear or discomfort with, you know, sharing your PMS findings. Let's see if that was really important. So what I'd like to suggest is that in the future, the SA community should come up with a mechanism for allowing CPAP to occur in normal session outside the clinic, because really that's needed in some cases with a lot of debate at the last meeting, whether it's legal or the bylaws, that should have been the focus of last session. And I do want to add that there are very real risks for people who speak up for housing units. There's apparently over 25 states have legislation that discriminates against individuals and businesses which advocate for divestment of boycott. This includes New York State, and that New York State currently has a bill which would create a state on the blacklist of individuals and companies that they can use in their decisions on who is allocated funding. Where state pensions are allocated. So yeah, there are very real risks here. And I'm going to talk about the Canary Mission, but that is very serious concern for us because if our name ends up in the Canary Mission, for a lot of us, that means that our personal information will be exposed to the world and we will be labeled either as anti-Semitic, as bigoted, as racist, very strong terms that could be used in many ways by employers and peers to screen us. So, yeah, we do not take that very lightly. We really hope that in the future, yes, it is.
Appreciate you taking the time, coming over the microphone. Any other kind of thing you want to speak? Happy to also have them at the table. Just, reach out on our problem. Okay. And the other thing you would like to come up and see, come up, anything here, 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 and other things you want. And we have a close to the microphone. Are there any aspects of the books? $350 for company profit and to support something to I also wanted to acknowledge also want to see there's a film stream from Tuesday that has already happened. So let's move to the note event. Additionally, tomorrow at 5 p.m. in the Brewery House in the Brewery Street, there is a cultural remembrance of the application. There's a lot of activity to look at the website.
Yes, I made a mistake on the agenda. This is just a business. Well, that's okay. John, make sure that this bucket is supposed to be new business. So, I'm probably going to ask for like a quick table and not as much discussion on this today or discussion next week on this. Maybe because I'm not the organizer for this campaign. And this is like contacted to be like the SA, like sponsor pusher person. So I don't want to misrepresent anything that the campaign is actually doing. So unless the question is like very general, so what this SA have to do with this, then I probably won't be the best person to answer. However, there is a website, there's a Facebook page, so I encourage everyone to look at it. Read about it. This is a really important issue. That's why it's like all BDS is on for it. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. The rest of the people, people read it. It's like, boom, right there.
And with that, we'll be starting today's
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.